it would be wrong not to reflect on his career, the impact he's had on our lives, on the music industry in general. And with me right now, I've got Alex Kanner. He's a local musician and a journalism lecturer at the University of Derby and a fan of Bowie too. Morning.
Morning.
Sad news. I mean, I'm in shock.
Yeah, very sad. I mean, I picked up my... It's the first thing I read off my phone this morning when I woke up. And, I mean, who knew? You know, he withdrew from public life and a very, very little amount of people really knew what was going on there, I suppose. So, really big shock. And, you know, just to think back about, you know, all of the music that I've known throughout my life, and I'm still really rediscovering, actually, and discovering music that I didn't know that existed, that he'd written, you know, albums that I just hadn't listened to as well. I mean, On With You, Let's Dance is probably my most favourite, probably his least favourite, I'd say, because it was the most sort of commercially successful, and he wasn't really all about all of that. It was just about writing really great music. But yeah, I mean, I'm a really big fan of that and that album itself. Just the production on that song itself is just absolutely amazing. You know, it's Nile Rodgers from Chic. You know, he was doing disco music at the time, and perhaps his career might have taken somewhat of a nosedive if Bowie hadn't have found him. And there's just so much to talk about, isn't there?
That's interesting you say that, because he has saved other careers as well, hasn't he? By kind of saying, I've got this song, I'll give this to you, and you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm in a band. I'm in a sort of 70s guitar rock covers band called The Dark Horses. And whenever we sing All the Young Dudes, before that, I always remind people that that was written by Bowie, and it was given to Mott the Hoople. And if he hadn't have done that at that crucial moment,
Mott
the
Hoople,
yeah, they would have just been over and done with, and they were ready to split as well. You know, they were off. 2 years ago, Mott the Hoople, you know, they're still touring. How sad is that? You know, Bowie not around anymore, but Mott the Hoople, sort of the legacy of Bowie sort of still exists, you know, as sort of catapulted their career, you know, even to this day. It's just amazing.
That's the joy of music, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's the joy of having that privilege that David Bowie had to make such a massive success of that music career. It's sad that he's passed. It's sad that he's no longer with us, but his music always will be.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's because he was such a shapeshifter in terms of musical genres. And he didn't really, you know, he didn't really pick a particular genre to go and do just because it was fashionable. He just went and did what he wanted to do. But in the body of work that he put out there, you know, there's so much influence there. There's dance, jazz. I mean, people are billing him as, you know, one of the greatest rock stars ever. But he's not just a rock star; he's a pop star as well. That's the really big important factor to think about. I'm sure he'd hate that as well. But it was just so completely broad, everything that he'd done. It's astonishing, really. Just such a massive body of work.
I don't think he'd be offended by that, but I get the sense that, as you say, David Bowie, he never really set about doing something because he wanted to fit in a genre. In fact, he went the opposite way. He didn't want to fit. He didn't want to be pigeonholed, did he?
Absolutely, that's right. And, you know, and by the time he'd made Let's Dance as well, I think he'd pretty much covered every genre of that moment too. I mean, bearing in mind as well, Let's Dance, you know, it was the 15th album of David Bowie.
Amazing.
Now, that was the first album that I'd ever listened to by him in 83. Just think about the amount of work that he'd done up until that point. It's just amazing, you know. And that song as well really does bring back memories for me too, you know. I mean, my dad was a big Bruce Springsteen fan. You know, he's a big sort of American hard rock fan, and that's all he really listened to in his car. And when he put that album on after anything else, it just blew everything out of the water for me. You know, the sort of shivers go down my spine when you hear the guitars, the bass line, the sort of, you know, the sort of tenor vocal that he's got. Just absolutely fantastic.
It's a sad day. It's very sad news. Thank you, Alex, for sharing your thoughts as well on David Bowie. And we'll share more throughout the show today.